This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I mean, my girl doesn't even cook on video games, so.
Wait, she doesn't cook?
But she cooks with her titties.
I mean,
maybe. Go.
Her titties cook.
I wish.
They cook for the baby?
No. Baby bottle fed always.
Uh-oh. Oh, she's terrible. That's a terrible person that you're in a relationship with, Rick.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm so sorry. I get where your hurt comes from.
She cooked with her titties, by the way.
I was like, should my be. God, is that a thing?
The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
You know what? You didn't make the.
Do you think it didn't
correlate with the baby?
I didn't see it. I was just like, damn. I've been missing out on ladies for years.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Titty chefs.
Like the women, when they breastfeed, do they like mix it up? Are they doing this shit?
I think so.
Does it get it
you
going?
You got to shake it up.
From what I hear,
it hurts.
You
shake the milk or it just kind of.
So I can't even imagine it being like any kind. From what I heard, it hurts.
I believe you. I have sensitive. So, I mean, I think I'm barren, thank God. And I'm kidding.
I don't have nipples.
You don't have nipples at all?
I pretty much like I'm an evolved human being. Like men shouldn't have nipples.
But you have nipples. No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good, I think. Do you want to see, Rick?
I mean, I don't want to see a man with his shirt off ever unless he doesn't have nipples.
So that's a yes.
That's a yes. I think that's a yes. But you do. But they're not. I see what you're saying. It's like a.
There's no tip. He's got no nipple.
It almost
tip.
Looks like a tattoo. Yeah. You have tattooed titties.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm like Eve.
Yes, there you go. You get little paw prints on there. Because she has tattooed titties.
Yeah. Isn't she from Philly, too?
Yeah, North Philly. Mind your manners.
Look at me.
You know all about Philly, huh? It's exciting. Well, welcome. First of all, let's welcome you to the Comedy Store podcast.
Oh, shit. I didn't know we were recording.
Yeah, we kind of kamikaze'd it. We're Eminem in it, if you will.
I don't understand that reference. You mean that we're terrible and that only awful people like us?
By the way, new Eminem is great.
You can't hate on Eminem.
Yeah, I absolutely can will.
Rick, Rick, first of all, you are his demographic. There's
white
no
boy
way
Rick.
You don't listen. Like anything that Eminem has ever put out?
Nothing. There isn't a single thing. Every time I hear his voice, I'm like, that is the dumbest, most annoying voice ever. The first internet video I've ever truly enjoyed was Chris D'Elia making fun of Eminem.
that was funny.
I was watching
Yeah,
this,
I've seen Chris do it.
This is exactly.
Silly.
Eminem is the worst.
Would you? So wow. Do you think Chris should put out a rival? You know,
I think he already
could be
has
Skittles.
He already has Chank Smith or whatever his rapper character was. But I was watching that video. Someone was like, "Have you seen this?" I'm like, "I'm sure it's awful." And I watched. I'm like, "This is fucking phenomenal." Because every time I hear Eminem rap, I'm like, "What are we impressed with?"
I think he's terrific.
He's a great lyricist, and he's like a rapper's rapper.
See, I couldn't. Well, I don't know about a rapper's rapper, but every one of his lyrics I've ever heard, I'm like, this dude is retarded. We're worshiping
really?
A retarded guy?
He's what?
Yeah.
He's smart.
He likes to hate.
He is smart. 100% not smart.
What's not smart about him?
I guess his
he's
brain.
A hard worker.
I guess his brain is not smart. He might work hard.
He's a great rapper. He's a great lyricist. He's a good freestyler. Like,
so you're saying I wasted $10 because I think it's great. I love it.
You paid for an album when you can listen to it on Spotify for
I don't like
your
to
friend's
do that.
Password?
No, I don't like to do that.
Wow.
I'm ghetto, but not that ghetto.
Spotify is not ghetto.
No, when you use somebody else's password. Like, I have my own shit.
Wow, someone from South Philly.
Yeah, I don't like that.
She's got standards.
You're too above.
No, because as a kid, you know when you used to steal the cable? Like if there was a fight or something, they would, you know, a pay-per-view kind of thing.
Yeah, the de-scrambler.
You used to steal it, and then, they would, you know, send the thing and blow up your wires. Too many people.
Is that a thing?
What was your dad, like a cable guy?
No.
And it's like the family was suffering because everyone was stealing cable. And you guys had to eat fucking ramen noodles.
My mom was
45
like that.
Splitters on this one box.
Why is there so many splitters? But no, when my mom was like that, she was like, you know, if you steal, that means they have to raise the price because you stole it. Like all my life beat me. Like, don't steal. Just pay for what you want. Always did that. And then my sister-in-law, every time she would steal the pay-per-view or whatever, and they blow it up, like the wires look like somebody chewed them. And she's like, I have a cat. The cat chewed it. And I'm like, and they would replace it. And I'm like, why do they fall for this? Every time. She was so good at getting her box, a new
box. First of all, I've known hundreds of people who would steal pay-per-view, and I've never heard of them sending explosives through the wires.
Absolutely.
They had that kind of technology in the 90s.
I know. I think what was going on was that someone actually had rats living in their house, and they chewed the wire.
Oh, my
and
God.
Like,
my sister-in-law would have a fit.
They go, oh, no, it's not from rodents. That's
it was
because
all
we were
through.
Stealing
so
cable.
How did they, how
this
did
was
they do
for
it?
Years they did this.
Never heard of this.
Are
life.
You serious?
I don't think that's a real thing.
Oh, no. We're going to have to Google it.
Yeah, no,
every time I'm on a podcast
mistaken.
And I say something, they're like, oh, we'll Google it and figure it out. Like Danish and O'Neill, they fact check me. I'm like, you piece of shit. Like, and every time they do it, I'm right. Because that happened. Yeah.
I don't think that.
Yeah,
I
that's not going to deter us from Googling.
Yeah. Okay, you can. But they would.
I think there would be an issue because if it caused an explosion and burned
not
someone's
an
house
explosion,
down.
Explosion, but your
that's
wires
like swatting.
Would just. What does that mean?
Like when, like in the, like in nowadays online, like if dudes like tearing you up in like a video game and shit, what people will do is they call the cops on their home address and say that it's like a hostage situation. And so while these dudes at home playing Call of Duty, shooting all these people, the police are outside.
Shut
up. This is real. A kid got killed. A guy got killed. An LA guy did it to a dude in
Kansas.
Oklahoma, in Kansas. Yeah.
That's the thing I was thinking of too. They just said, he's holding a gun to family members' heads.
Answered the door and got shot.
Yeah.
And they were playing a video game. See, I don't know shit about video games.
Because
so
their computers are like
linked.
They have a way, but they have a way to like know look up the IP address and know where the address of the person who's playing is.
Okay.
And so that's how they locate it and do it.
I'm scared of that. This is why I don't play video games. That's why these little twats out there are playing Twitch
or
whatever.
Is it that or the
called.
Arthritis?
It could be both.
Plus,
I miss like the joystick, like from the Atari. I used to get excited.
How do we swap?
Is that right?
How do we swap these bitches out in the basement? How do we get the police down here opening fire?
Ooh, wouldn't that be great? No, that's awful. Like, we would get in so much trouble. Can we do that? We just call
we'll figure
the cops
it out.
On
the
them.
Problem is we'd probably get
we'd
shot too, but
yeah.
It might be worth it.
Well, no, we're
in a
bulletproof.
Yeah, we're in a booth.
Oh, it's headed.
We got this. Yeah.
All right, we're good.
Just lock that door.
We could survive a nuclear holocaust down here.
Brett,
with all
he
the
knows.
Asbestos.
He'll watch. He'll let us know. He's not even listening to us.
Fucking Neil Brennan over there.
I like that. So
right, that's a good one, right?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Nobody can see him, but that's great.
Well, that was just for us. I kind of forgot we've been doing a podcast.
Yeah,
that's how it is
us.
With the Comedy Store podcast. Nobody really knows what we're doing. We just come in and keep doing it. You know what I mean? What are you laughing at?
I'm still
because he kind of does look like him a little bit.
Oh, and then Rick is reading.
I'm still furious about this lampshade.
What is that?
Paper with.
It's about
premises
so,
written on it,
some,
I think.
Some dorks came down here and were like, well, let's do an improv.
Improv the lampshade.
They're finally cleaning that up. They're kicking a lot of people out of here. It's very exciting.
About time.
I was just talking to Jerron. You don't have a podcast. I'm proud of you for this.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Thank you.
Because you're a young guy. Like, that's a thing. Everybody
it
does
is.
A podcast.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't like, to me, if it's my podcast, I want to do all the talking. So I don't want a guest. I don't want anyone else on my show.
You're selfish.
But I also don't like to just sit and talk to myself, like force talk to myself.
Right.
So it's like it just doesn't work for Bill Burr,
I think. I don't know if he has guests on, but for the most part, he just sits in the basement and loves talking to himself.
It's different. He just yells about it. He's just ranting. But I feel like when you already have a big fucking audience, it gives you that extra motivation.
Yeah.
But for me to put this out for 7 people.
Yeah, that's how I always feel.
It's like.
That's why it's hard to show up for this because I'm like, well, there's going to be 200 people listening to it.
But people are probably
I think I sold like 6 tickets for the, at the Parks Casino last week in Philly from this.
Because of this?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, but it's a big deal. I only perform here. And the people are coming here to see everyone. But it's sold out, though. And it's 100% not for me.
But it's sold out, though.
It is. That's because there's famous comedians. Yeah,
but everyone's getting paid the same.
And you have to follow those famous comedians.
That's right.
And so some of them have to follow you.
I am
you.
The number one post-headliner comedian in America today.
Jerron and I are on a little bit later, right?
I like the late spots.
I love the late. I know I shouldn't say that out loud.
Adam doesn't listen to this podcast.
No way.
Oh, he definitely does. He waits for us to talk about him. It's the reason. I know he does, and he rubs one out every time. Like two or three times.
That makes sense. It's a long one.
Yeah, definitely.
I can see that.
He likes Rick's voice, so he gets into it.
Yeah. He just likes knowing that.
Yeah.
At any time, I could cause that insta boner with just this smooth sounding voice.
He does have a great voice, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's very sexy.
You and Don Barris are like the smoothest white dudes up here.
Thank you.
I honestly didn't know. When I first started working here, I asked Don Barris. 2013.
Okay. Damn, he's a newbie, huh?
I asked Don Barris if he was black. Because I thought he was like that
Nate guy.
I thought he was like Nate.
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
But in his mind, he was like, thank God someone's finally asking.
No, because
and he took out that dong.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When I first saw that big dong, that's alarming.
I
mean, that's all he would talk about was his dick, and he sounded black. So I was like, and he was from Detroit. So yeah. I'm like, that's a
Saginaw, Michigan.
Well,
big
Michigan.
Difference.
But in my mind, I always thought Detroit.
Yeah.
So.
That's 3 strikes and you're black.
If you're from Detroit, yeah. Immediately.
He's like Detroit, big dick talk, and he's got urban flair. There you go.
He has black lips, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I mean, Don.
Maybe we should swab his cheek and see. Get this.
That's what I'm saying. 23
Aryan
and me.
Look off of him, right?
23andMe.
23andMe. What's that?
That's the DNA testing.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. I was like, wait, it hit me because I thought for a second, I'm like, is that a movie?
No.
23andMe, that's the young dating website.
It's like a.
It's how I find guys, 23andMe.
Nothing but 23 and under.
A certain percentage of 23 color.
23 year old under.
I did the 23andMe.
Did you?
I came back. I'm white.
White boy Rick. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Somebody
did you really
name?
Do it?
Yeah.
I refuse to do it because to me it's a scam. It's like they could just say anything. I can't prove them wrong.
It's right. True. Although I have family members that also did it, and we're not technically connected, but they did turn out to be my family members according to the test.
But I mean, like,
what do you mean technically correct?
Yeah. What does that mean?
You are connected if you're family.
We are, but like,
blood.
We didn't send it in together, so there's no reason why. They didn't get them. And they're like, all right, these people are family. We did it at different times, but it does show up. Like this person is, you share 50% DNA with them, so.
And it links you up, and it just links you up with someone else. Like it's like Facebook, except you don't have to hit the add button; it hits it for you.
Kind of.
Okay. There you go. So you're from Atlanta. You moved to L.A.
Yes.
Were you doing stand-up in Atlanta?
I moved to Vegas when I was 19.
Okay.
And I started doing stand-up out there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And that's where I started comedy. And then I did comedy in Atlanta for 6 months because I lived in Vegas for a year and a half and then moved back to Atlanta for 6 months and then went back to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
I moved there for boxing.
You wanted to box?
I did box, and then I moved there to turn pro.
Real? Oh, this just got real.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, like that was like my,
that was your dream. That was
that,
your,
well, it was my void. I was filling a void to, like after I stopped playing college football, I was filling a void of not playing sports anymore. Okay. And when I moved to Vegas, I just kind of didn't really know what I wanted to do. So, but that was like why I moved there. But really it was for change. Like looking back, it was really just like a change.
Yeah.
Of scenery. Out of home, I needed to get out of Atlanta. Like I just stopped playing football.
Where'd you go to school?
Georgia Southern.
Nice. Okay. And, that's why you're like, if Georgia wins on Saturday. I'm
well, I played at Georgia Southern, but I'm a fan of UGA.
Oh, I see.
I only played there for 1 year.
Okay.
I left after my freshman year.
What position did you play?
Safety and cornerback.
Nice.
Red shirt.
The red shirt.
Yep.
That's great.
But I still had to practice really hard.
So now what I'm impressed with is that I never heard, I didn't know that he played college football. Whereas with Richie Taylor, I've heard about 45,000 times about how he'd be better than at least half the QBs.
I used to play with Richie.
Did you play here in L.A.?
Yeah, you talking about you're talking about manager Richie.
Yeah, Richie. Yeah, we love Richie.
That's Richie's last name?
Taylor,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, I thought it was more Italian.
He's one of my like good friends and I didn't even know his last name.
Oh, I've known Richie since I moved here. He was my roommate when I first moved here.
Wow.
No, he's been my boss at multiple day jobs.
Yeah.
But like we worked in a shipping department at the last job I worked for him. He was the shipping department manager. Yeah. No idea how to do anything in the shipping department.
It's the best part of Richie.
And then it was me and three black dudes. And then Richie would just tell us all about how, I could play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns right now. Easy.
Me and Richie.
Easy.
Me and Richie were
actually,
like.
I could play for the Cleveland Browns right now. It's like, wait, you and Richie?
Me and Richie were like we played flag football together.
Yeah.
And he was the quarterback. And I was, his number one receiver.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing.
We used to, I'm telling you.
Where did you play? No, he's good, though.
No, he's good.
Richie's athletic.
I'm giving Richie his props. He's good. But me and him would argue all the time.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. All the time. I'm like.
We played softball together. I almost killed him three times. Yeah. He's so not easy.
I would love, we would play a game. And then this is how me and Richie would play. We'd play on the same team. He'd pick me, he'd be quarterback, so he'd pick me first, and then we would
pick the black guy.
We would fight. It was all black dudes and Richie. It was all black dudes.
Usually it's like that.
Vinny Testaverde.
I used to call him that. Yeah. I used to call him Mini Testaverde.
Yeah, that's what the black dudes in the shipping department call him.
Oh, really?
Mini Testaverde.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Mini Testaverde.
And then Richie would always, he's so competitive that
extremely.
He would constantly challenge everyone to foot races in the parking lot at work, and Richie's out there in like work shoes.
He never challenged any of us.
I got this.
Of course not.
We would fight in the first game, and then I'd be like, man, fuck you, I'm not playing on your team. And then I would go to the other team, and I would because I was like, and I'm not bragging, but I was the
You're
best
about
player
to.
There.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I was the best player on that field.
I believe.
But prior to playing with them, I played in a flag football league when I first moved here. And they were like, dudes, they were like, it was an entertainer flag football league, but it was a lot of ex-athletes.
Got it. Yeah.
So it was a very athletic league.
So it was extremely competitive.
So coming in this league was like, it was nothing.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And, where did you guys play? I love it. Do you
me
still
and Richie
play?
Played at Pan Pacific. No, I rock climb now. Like,
okay.
I'm afraid, I'm with tear my ACL. I can't be tearing my ACL at 28. Like, I'm not out,
You're not getting paid to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is funny how it changes. But talking about competitive, we played on the Comedy Store Softball League, and Richie would get so crazy. And I'm like, dude. It's the Comedy Store. Don Barris is pretending he hurt his foot.
He's the coach.
I can't even tell you the antics and silliness that went on.
I was at one game.
You went to one game?
I went to one game. Leg?
That's when I
Oh, Madonia.
Came.
That was in Santa Monica.
I came one day.
And that's when he got hurt?
He didn't break his leg then. He broke his leg, and then I came out there like, John, we need you to play.
We need help.
Yeah, but I'm like, for me, baseball, softball is my weakness. Like I played on my, I used to work at Ruby Tuesdays in Vegas, and I played on our company.
Keep on bragging. This guy just doesn't stop with how much better he is at everything.
And I played on the company softball team, and I didn't get on base one time the whole year. But I can catch, though, but I didn't need a glove. I don't use gloves.
Oh, okay.
It's the softball.
Especially if it's softball.
Yeah, I just...
Like a joke.
I just catch it, yeah. I don't.
This guy's playing like it's 1885.
I like the glove because I'm always I like the long because I'm like I'm always gonna be.
See, I'm afraid that
catching that extra shit. Face. Yeah,
I'm afraid it'll hit me because I'm like that's a sport you need a helmet. That's like with the ball coming and shit. So
I've been hit in the head. I've gotten. I was a pitcher. I've done a million.
Yeah.
I've played for years, but I got hit in the head a couple times. Like just get, it comes so fast at
yeah.
you, especially
yeah.
when you play with the guys because they line drive it. Some of the girls I played with were pretty killer.
Yeah.
But like when I started playing with the guys, they would line drive it right, and I've got oh shit! Like
did you play fast pitch where they mm-hmm. wind their arm?
Yeah.
That shit. That motion is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love watching college that girls do that. They're so good.
Yeah. It's so crazy, garbage
is what they are.
Rick?
It's crazy that they like
how fast though. At
but
that,
it's
I don't want to see anything where people are throwing the ball underhand.
Yeah,
it's true. I had a coach in a basketball coach because we were girls. He would make us shoot foul shots underhand it, and
oh,
I'm like,
God.
You motherfucker! I was so angry.
That's the most misogynistic thing I've ever heard
right?
in my life.
Wow,
Thank you, Carrie. I appreciate that. Carrie Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, walking in, refreshing
wow.
beers. That's
wow.
how you do it. She brought one for her husband and for our guest. That's amazing. She brought us nothing. Thank you, Mitchell.
We deserve
you
nothing.
Piece of shit.
we deserve nothing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But yeah, I'm competitive crazy that way with sports.
The point though is that women shouldn't play sports.
You're right.
They're just trash.
And I think that's what Mr. Mulvihill wanted
yeah.
us to do. It's like, I remember being so mad and he got me so mad that he was like, you have to shoot underhanded. And I have six brothers and they're like, underhanded? They'll beat the shit out of me if I shoot
yeah.
underhanded. So I'm like, there's no way. And he insisted, and then I went and I did it, and I missed, and I was furious. And
he
I was
just
like,
knew. He
and
knew.
Then I was so confused. We switched sides, and we were young, but I scored for the other team.
Yes, classic woman move.
Did they make you wear your like? The gym uniform. Did
I feel
they
like you're asking weird questions. Like you have your pants at half mast. What do you mean weird? What?
No, did in
grade
for
school
the girls. Yeah, did they make the girls put their
jersey?
Like drawstring around their neck? At our school, they made them do.
What
that.
Do you mean drawstring?
Like
oh, for their pants?
The pants, so that their pants wouldn't accidentally fall down.
I don't think so.
I mean, that's some of the craziest shit I've ever heard, and I hope everyone picks up on it because that's something I'd like to see, just torturing more female athletes.
No, I mean, trying to think of what our basketball shorts. They were probably elastic band.
They didn't have it. Yeah,
it was
I was just
80s.
Saying at our school they made the girls do that.
Were they all sagging or something?
I went to Catholic
they just
school.
Were they just were like didn't they just didn't want the risk.
Pants just well, falling
too
down.
Much,
listen, when Dron's around,
nah,
sometimes
nope,
the pants
nope,
just
nope.
drop.
We're blurring all this out.
Panties drop. Is that
nope.
true? What do you mean we're blurring all this out?
On the video feed.
And we're never doing that. Wait, but I'm trying to think. Plus, it was Catholic school. So they were like, oh, if her pants fall down, this is just exciting.
Yeah, that's all right.
Plus, it was the 80s.
No
nobody gave
around.
A shit. It's you guys that got all the
it's the kids today
good treatment the millennials
and
you got
good for us
you
I'm
got
so
all the caring
all the everyone's getting equality and shit now. I'm so happy for everybody.
You can't, so the girls couldn't pants each other.
They couldn't.
Or
I,
like a guy couldn't run on the court and pants you.
If you think
yeah.
I can't break the drawstring on some
easy Rick come out with scissors like
then you just snap it give him a little rope burn.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be
handle business. Pants are dropping.
That's so funny. Was it a public school?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Georgia.
Interesting.
I forgot. Oak Cliff.
Oak Cliff. That's where you went to school? Yeah, or that's where you watch the girls play with the drawstrings around their neck.
Both.
Okay. I like this. This is like, so
it was
hot.
All the same place.
So from Vegas, you moved to L.A., and did you know about the Comedy Store?
No,
nope, I
had no
nothing?
Idea.
Nothing.
I
hate
them. I only followed three comics in my whole life.
Okay.
Chappelle, Ron White, and Cedric the Entertainer.
What a bizarre group.
That's a great group.
How did Ron White mix
jump in there?
Because,
how did he get?
Because for me, I was like, I never watched comedy as a kid or even like, even
not
when
like
I was in high school.
Or
even when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I didn't really watch it. And I would always see, the only comics I knew were the ones who were constantly on TV, which is Dave Chappelle.
Right.
Okay.
And the Kings Collar. Of Comedy. Everyone saw Kings
Cedric.
Of Comedy.
Yeah, sure.
And then
the Blue Collar Comedy
Blue
Tour.
Blue Collar Comedy Tour. And I'm like, Ron White's the funniest one.
Unbelievable.
By far. He's
by
so
far.
Much better than the other three.
He's so, but yeah, so I was like, so he's definitely one of the top comedians in the world.
Yeah.
And he always cracked me the fuck up. So I would always watch. And they had the most specials. They had like, they dropped specials like mixtapes. Like it was like they had a Thanksgiving special, fucking Halloween special.
And they're not airing that everywhere, but in the South is definitely.
Yeah. CMT and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw a lot of Ron White, Dave Chappelle. I got his on DVDs like later. And then obviously watch the Chappelle Show. And then Cedric the Entertainer. Like he was to me the funniest
Cedric's
comedy.
Great.
And then my auntie had
over
like.
Over Bernie? Was he with Bernie?
Yeah, it was Bernie.
Yeah, but Bernie.
No. Bernie Mac's show was one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. Bernie Mac's show, Martin, Malcolm in the Middle, That 70s Show. Those are my favorite.
Okay.
Like sitcom, half hour comedies. Those are my favorite ones.
You don't get a lot of black guys talking about Malcolm in reference to Malcolm in the Middle, but I'm excited for that.
Martin was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah,
too.
Martin.
Yeah.
Martin, but Martin was like, I got Martin late.
Oh.
I was late, like late. I was watching Martin when it was on like MTV2, like the reruns.
That is late.
My mom was watching it, but I wasn't watching it. But I was watching like the other one I forgot was My Wife and Kids. That was another one of my favorite ones.
Oh, Damon Wayans. Yeah, with Damon.
But like, yeah.
That's the show Holtzman was on?
Yeah.
He was on that?
Damon Wayans was obsessed with Holtzman, so he was just going to do anything he can to get him a job on his show.
Crazy coworker or something? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that it's crazy. I feel like I can think of. I kind of can see that scene. That show had a lot of memorable moments, and it was
yeah,
so
it was
good.
A good show.
I can't believe
I never
it
saw
got
it.
Canceled, but I can though.
But so you like Cedric over Bernie?
Yes,
comedy wise.
Yes,
stand up wise, I should
yes.
say.
Yes, yeah.
That's amazing. I loved Bernie. I thought he was so off the wall.
To me, Cedric was like the. I mean, Bernie was
Cedric
like,
was smart, more thought out, but Bernie was just a.
Yeah, but Bernie
ghetto blaster, whatever you want to call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but like for me that was like. I mean, it was he had that the milk and cookies joke.
Yeah,
I
want some milk and good.
But like Cedric the Entertainer had like he had like structure. He had like,
set definitely,
and he and the wish joke the. Like white people hope, black people
oh,
wish.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like
you sitting
know how many
in their
people,
seats. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how many people stole that joke?
I don't know.
Oh my
is
god!
That, did he? You're saying he took that joke?
No, I'm saying I heard it by about I'd say about 50 different comics.
Honestly, if I heard someone else say it, I would still laugh at it. That's how funny it
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. No, I agree.
That's how funny the joke is.
And I didn't know it was his, like, on the tour. I don't know who initially started it. Yeah. I just know I love it.
Excuse me, you're at our seats.
I hope nobody's sitting in our seats.
Walking down to the...
Oh, I wish somebody would.
I wish
would.
A motherfucker would. I wish. But black people, we live by a different creed.
Yeah.
A wish creed. I love it.
It's
so
true.
Crazy.
And you know what's interesting is that you like Cedric because of his structure, and you're such a good writer as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You've been working a lot, getting a lot of writing gigs.
Yeah, writing's
I'm Dying Up Here was a good one. And what's the new one you were just on?
Love Is... It's a hour dramedy on Oprah.
Oh, nice,
Network.
Oprah. Okay,
yeah,
look at you working with Oprah.
I met her.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was cool. She talked about my episode. It was crazy. She was like, "You wrote okay. This one is another one, and I like this, that, and the other." It was pretty cool.
I would be a little bit impressed, wouldn't you, Oprah? You hate Oprah.
Hate Oprah.
Rick, oh no, come on.
I have no issues with Oprah. Oh, okay. I've never watched Oprah or anything, but
like, even though she, you know, it was like a thing sweeping the country with Oprah telling people how to live their lives in the afternoon, whatever. Like, it was like, Oprah says, and I'm like, all right, who cares? But for some reason, everything she did, how she built herself, like, she's truly the American dream, self-made.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And she, like, she doesn't even feel like a real person.
Exactly.
It's like she's like a spirit.
Yeah.
She's so, like, I'd even just being around her, like, and watching people be around her. Like, I didn't.
The commanding of respect, and I don't know. Yeah. Just,
I she came to our premiere.
Okay.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah, because it's her network.
And, like, she gave a speech before we watched the premiere, and then at the after party, she, like, did a toast with, like, everyone had a shot and whatever. Everyone was doing shots, and watching people be around her.
Did she do a shot? I'm just kidding. It's like, what was she drinking? Was she snorting coke? What did she do?
It's crazy. Like, she's, you know, she's great. She's
I like it.
Amazing.
Did you sleep with her?
No.
Tell the truth.
Come on.
I didn't. Don't. Oprah's celibate. She's never had sex before.
Stedman, no penis. So
Stedman's just like a Ken doll. He's all smooth in front.
He's ready.
Stedman's
though.
Penis is huge.
He's a mannequin.
Gotta be enormous.
It's super huge.
But then I wouldn't be celibate.
But they respect each other enough to where they don't have sex.
That makes so much sense.
They have sex with their minds.
They have sex with their hearts.
Next
Stop
level.
Stop it. That's Next not level. Real. You can do it with your mind, but not your heart. Your heart's just...
You can have sex with your heart. That's
not,
the best kind
of sex.
Not
without penetration. I came out wrong, but you know what I mean.
Listen, like,
there's some serial
really
killers
weird.
Out. There's some serial killers out here that will penetrate your heart while they're having
easy
and have sex.
That is true. That's when they're reaching in
somebody,
to get something.
Someone out here has
fucked
someone
a heart for
through,
sure.
through the chest.
Just bust right through the sternum.
Yeah,
is that right?
I mean, you got to be rock hard.
I feel like
but it's
I
happened.
Have, How? What would you have to be?
Rock fucking hard.
he was still a kid when Jim Painter was terrorizing the Comedy Store.
That's so crazy hearing names I've only seen on the wall.
Yeah, headshots.
I didn't even know you could pronounce names. Those, like, some of them, like, what?
You're like, are these made up?
Yeah.
Because they come and go, right? I mean, this guy was one of our, like, you've been here how long now?
Five years.
5 years. Okay. So you've seen a lot of crazy characters in this building where you're like, how does this? Well, we've been here a little too long and we've seen a lot of them come and go. And this guy was one of our favorites.
Jim Painter, he was the front door. He basically worked the front door.
Who's terrifying looking.
He looked like Skeletor kind of on meth. And he just had this insanely bizarre voice. And all of his jokes were so warped and twisted.
Yeah.
And they were great, though.
And it was fun, like watching, it was like one of those things where all the
like
door
Holtzman,
guys would go watch him.
Didn't stick around.
He had like this long, I mean, the amount of setups to it was so great, but it was, in the end, it was just about a dude being a pedophile.
Yeah.
And like all the comics loved it, and half the time the crowd would just be like, oh my God. God.
Every joke was about a dude being a pedophile?
Not every joke.
But like his like biggest bits.
Yeah. They were all just twisted.
Jimmy! Yeah, he was... And he would... Wouldn't he test jokes and hold a fake mic?
He'd do it off stage. He'd see it and be like, hey, let me run this joke by you. Like, he's just holding his hand up with an invisible microphone because he had to practice telling the joke with a microphone. He'd be like, what's that? He's like, oh, I'm holding the mic. It was like, that's how into his brain he was.
Can you imagine?
It was so funny.
What about this?
Yeah, I guess that's
funny.
Good.
That's great.
And then you would be on stage trying like a new joke or something, and it would just be bombing.
Oh,
and you'd just hear him laughing. You'd get off stage, he's like, that joke crushed. You'd be like, no, it didn't. You were the only one who was laughing.
Dude, it was so good.
You're like, all right, never do that joke again. Got it. Only the serial killer liked that joke. Perfect.
Are you a Holtzman fan?
Yeah.
He's a bizarro character. Who's your favorite bizarro characters here? Is bizarro a word?
I don't know. Yeah. My favorite, I mean, bizarro, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like everyone's weird in their own way up here.
It's so true.
But my favorite, like, my favorite comics up here,
mm-hmm.
I would say like David Taylor.
Oh yeah,
I'd say Justin
you like
Martindale.
Dark, I like this.
David Taylor, Justin Martindale, Fahim.
Oh, Fahim's terrific.
That's such a good and bizarre mm-hmm. top three.
Yeah,
thank or at you. Least just
yeah. Those are my favorite always been
Fahim's
my favorite working
structure of jokes is terrific to me.
Yeah, he to me I actually get like
jealous?
Excited.
Oh, okay. I get jealous. I'm like, how did he come up with that?
I get excited to watch him.
Yeah.
David, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be good.
Yeah, yeah. David, you're like,
I'm not excited to watch David as much as I'm like this moment something
can't wait
someone
to see
could,
this experience
like yeah like someone could punch him
they might cry
someone like but like my favorite moments of working the doors are when it's a packed room at 10:30 and no one's here except David Taylor and then David goes up in front of a packed crowd and I've seen him fucking like finally I'm like finally this dude's getting like the biggest
the spot
fucking
yeah,
laughs. Yeah. Yeah, like the biggest fucking laughs. Like finally, like that was my favorite. And then Justin, because Justin's like
he's great.
He's
all over the place.
Similar to where they can like their act outs are like
animated.
Hard to it's hard for anyone else to really match that their performance.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
That you
right.
see on the lineup on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
That performance is like they have so many characters in them is pretty fun.
Every time David went on, if I was waiting tables, this is when I was waiting tables, not a comic, I would be like, oh God, please just chill out because I like these people in the front row, you know, and David would go on and go on top, stand on the stage.
I'm wondering why you haven't killed yourself yet.
And then you just see their, like, you know, their life kind of leave them, like, ugh, you know, hating everything. And David would just be ripping them to shreds. And then I'd be like, might as well go close out their credit card, right? And then I'd walk out. This one time there was these, like, yuppies is the word. Okay. Like, they wear the boat shoes, you know, that kind of white. It's like I'm uncomfortable. I don't know how to say that kind of white. Like the ones that would get in trouble in college for taking advantage of a girl.
People.
Like,
<It's fine. laughs>
okay. But like that, like rich, yuppie-ish kind of. And David's just ripping him to shreds and hitting on his girlfriend at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is brutal.
It's funny because he's good at being mean because he's so honest with himself.
Right.
He knows like... He inside, he's already broken himself down for those 8 years of where he wasn't fucking at all.
Yeah.
He had spent, it's like being in solitary confinement.
Yep.
And I feel like that dude's superpower is just getting to the core of anybody.
Well, he got this guy so pissed off that it was late. So, you know, David gets those late spots and this guy, Frasier was hosting. It was a Monday, obviously. So Frasier was either going back on or something. David was getting off and I saw the guy, he had a beer bottle and he broke it and he was going after David. And it was that bad. I was like, fuck. And so I'm, you know, David's my pseudo husband. So I was like, I have to protect my husband.
Right.
And I jumped in the middle of it and David was like, what is your problem? Like to the guy. And I'm like, David, go. This guy's crazy. He's got money for lawyers. Like, just get out. He's going
to
stab you.
Time to push some buttons. This guy's going to murder me.
And then Frasier saw me grab the guy's arm and go,
hey,
put that down.
That is the best broken beer bottle I have ever seen.
Eleanor saved your life.
Get away from this armpit. And the guy was out cold.
One of my dreams is always like sometimes when I have like those fight fantasies where like you know how you sometimes fantasize about beating someone up.
Sure. Oh, yeah. What do you mean sometimes?
Well, yeah. But okay. One of my fantasies is to break a beer bottle and then use it.
I've seen it a million times.
I feel like I'd be too afraid of the glass getting in my own eye. So I'm just like, I don't think that I would actually be able to break.
You grew up with nice kids, didn't you?
I remember watching.
Well, no, they just use guns.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No bottles necessary.
You know what? You're right. You're younger. They didn't use their hands or creative weapons, if you will. They were like, well, we'll just shoot him.
Yeah. I remember watching Aaron Cater
or her
break the beer bottle.
Oh, it's true.
when he was almost fighting Ahmed.
Yes.
And he just breaks the beer bottle and he's holding it. And Ahmed's like, what, are you going to stab me? What, are you going to stab me? Little Palestinian man going to stab me? You're a man without a country, bro.
I love that he brought that up.
I'm like, oh, this is so good. He's going to stab him.
Were they having a real, like, race war?
They're both born in America, and they're fighting over that. No.
Palestinian and the Egyptian. The Egyptian's just taunting him about his lack of country. What did Aaron Cater do? There was some fight over a girl or...
Oh, that's right. Remember there? That's what... They were so tight, and then their relationship kind of went away.
I wouldn't fight over... No fucking woman.
It's like one of them ratted out the other one.
It was weird like that. Somebody ratted out
Cheated. Someone ratted someone out. And then...
He broke the guy code.
Yeah. And so then they were...
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. That's different.
That's different. They were, but nothing that's to do with the girl. Past, the but past.
Yeah. And so they were down to fight. And then I was working the parking lot. And so I'm just like, oh, no. Am I going to have to do something? And
no.
And Vince Vaughn, who's there with
Ahmed.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
He was like, hey, college kid. And I'm like, is that me? Am I a college kid? He's like, you get the little guy. I'm going to get the big guy. I'm like, the little guy has a broken beer bottle. I don't think I want to get him.
And he has no country. He has nothing to live for.
But how great would it have been? I would have put my life on the line for Vince Vaughn, though. Well, like, how good would that story have been to be like, me and Vince Vaughn would... Yeah. Whoop these two fucking dudes at.
Well, Vince and Ahmed were best friends.
Yeah.
Our best. Still very They're still close, friends. I believe. But
yeah, it was.
They were roommates at the time.
I remember seeing the Vince Vaughn special. That's the first time I ever saw.
The Wild Wild West.
Yep. I remember. Because I remember when we had like HBO or whatever the fuck it came on.
Okay.
Showtime or something.
What was it on?
It was Showtime or Star or something. But it would always come on and I would only like. Why wait for the part where fucking what's his name Sebastian does the Ross joke.
Oh yeah,
it's my favorite joke.
That shit had me dying laughing. But then and then I see him here and I'm like, that's the same guy.
Yeah.
Like it, years later, and I'm like, because I didn't know what the fuck the Comedy Store was when I moved here, and then like
all those guys were Comedy Store guys.
Yeah,
it was who was it? John Caprillo,
Ernst, Sebastian,
and Steve Byrne, right?
Mm-mm.
No,
I don't think Byrne was part of
it. No,
the
maybe if they did a second one.
I think Byrne and Ahmed, because the two of them, they eventually became like basically best friends.
Steve and Ahmed.
And then and that's when I think Byrne and Vince Vaughn started talking.
Yeah,
because then Byrne moved away, and Vince Vaughn convinced him like
he was in New York.
He moved to Chicago.
Oh, shit.
And then, because he was just like, there's nothing for me to do. And Vince Vaughn basically was like, you got to make your own shit. We'll produce it. Just make your own shit. And then he moved back. And they did the show
nice.
With Owen Benjamin, pre-racist lunatic.
Oh, yeah. At first, I thought it was our Owen.
Oh, our Smith?
No.
I mean...
Other Owen. White Owen. Owen.
White Owen.
Maybe, wait, did Owen Benjamin perform here?
Mm-mm. No, he's never.
There's a white Owen.
You got, oh, Gary Owen? No.
No.
Okay. I mean, he's white but black, but you know what I mean.
He's the only white Owen I know is Owen Benjamin.
Maybe I'm thinking of Chris Porter then.
Okay, he looks like an Owen.
I'm trying to but think. You're there's not another talking white, about there's
the,
a white Owen.
Yeah, but you're not talking about the actor. What's his name?
No. There's a, I'm telling
Owen
you.
Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
There's someone. There's not a Chris Owen or nothing?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Not that I know of.
We'll blur that out.
Okay. Sorry, we got to edit the blur. Edit. And I'm just kidding.
Blur it out.
My producer's in New York, so
okay.
He's not going to listen to the whole thing.
What
anyway,
a loser.
So everything's...
What's he doing in New York?
He's doing shows.
What a loser.
So Josh helps us. Josh O'Brien.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Josh.
No, Josh O'Brien helps us with the podcast.
Great guy.
Because none of us know how.
But
neither one of us know how to do it.
Going to do shows and not being here to record
true.
A podcast for free. What a loser.
Hey, man. He's grinding, man.
He is.
He's grinding. Still y'all's producer, though.
That's true. Thank you, Josh. Wait, so Owen Benjamin, do you know who that is, though?
Yeah, the guy who he had the... He had the, like, racist tweets and shit.
He went nuts. I don't know what is happening. Has there been new developments with him? Because somebody was talking about him, they were like, we can't talk about that anymore.
He was, he's moved to Washington, and now he's just mad at everyone all the time. basically anyone who's famous and can be associated with Hollywood, he'll put it out there. Oh, that melting candle face bitch Whitney Cummings can just suck it.
Oh, yeah, that's
it.
Right. He was shitting on Whitney.
And then, why was he shitting on Whitney?
It's crazy.
Because she mentioned something about how he went off the deep end, and so he gets real mad about it. She's like, I don't know, maybe he's just doing it to, you know, because he knows there's a lot of Trump supporters out there, and they could get into his comedy. Like, you don't talk about me. I do That's it because hilarious. I love my family.
So yeah, I remember him bringing that up. I got when he got, I guess, like outed by,
he got kicked off Twitter
and Post.
Yeah,
oh, that dude, Huffington Post is my nightmare.
Why?
they ruin careers.
Yeah.
Oh.
All of those hipster woke.
Oh, they're
websites.
The ones that I see what you're saying. Yeah, they put all this shit out.
Yeah,
they'll
man.
Just pick up on it and be
here's
like, this is bad.
Here's a comic making a sexually inappropriate joke.
But Huffington Post, if y'all listen to this, I love y'all's listicles, and I click on all of them shits.
I don't even know what you're saying.
Me neither.
You don't know what a listicle is? A listicle is like a listicle. Well, I mean, a bunch. You know what a listicle is when I explain it. It is a, it's like an article that's like, top 10 rappers you didn't know were gay.
Oh.
Like
you didn't know we're gay.
it's like a top 10 or a top whatever list.
I hate those things because they put too many ads.
But there's another website.
But there's some
that
aren't like addy like that.
Wait,
because that's clickbait.
Gawker or
yeah,
one of those.
Yeah.
That's all they do is post like 45, and it's always a weird number. 47 things you didn't know about.
47, yeah. It's like all of it. 47 times a woman was caught under her underwear in public.
Yeah.
It's like shit like that. Those are click. That's clickbait.
That's a lazy woman. That's yeah. She is.
Just get it out there. Air
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, put it out. Air it out.
If I was a chick, I wouldn't have any panties.
My grandma always used to say that, honey, when you go to sleep, you have to air it out. Let that thing breathe.
Yes.
Like, what is it?
Grandma.
What is this thing?
Nice.
That's so crazy, though.
Let it breathe.
One time, hearing your grandma talk sex is like some weird shit. Like, the first time it ever happened was actually with Whitney. My grandma and Whitney were talking about squirting.
Whitney Cummings?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You used to open for her.
I did. She's so nice.
Whitney's the greatest. That's why it's funny. It's like somebody would go off on her because she's usually so fair. Well, let me rephrase that. She's so cautiously fair.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I was talking to Whitney about it last week.
And she's
like,
anybody.
I was so confused because he started attacking me after I went on a different podcast and basically apologized and just said, you know, I shouldn't talk about him because he was always cool. And then he's like, you don't talk about me. He's like, but
maybe he performed here before. And
he
that's
never,
the one
he's
I'm thinking
not a store guy.
But maybe he performed here before.
He I know he performed
we don't have a
in
piano.
The main room.
I just remember
times.
Seeing a white Owen on stage.
Yeah,
I have to talk to ask Adam.
He's definitely been in. He's definitely done like main room benefit shows back in the day, but he's never performed on a Comedy Store show because
he's not a regular.
He's
here.
A terrible piano comic.
Once they took that piano off the
main room stage,
yeah.
You know, we got rid of Fleischer and
that's
and
right.
The rest of the piano.
I used to hate moving that shit.
The
I
piano's pain
like,
in the ass. It was
Fridays.
Always on the floor. You know that,
yeah.
Right?
And then it was on the stage, and then they'd be like. Never mind. Let me not say that about the Comedy Store.
You can say, we have a disclaimer. You can say whatever you want. Plus, this is the Comedy Store podcast. You're supposed to talk shit about the Comedy Store.
Well, now the Comedy Store is definitely, you know.
Completely different.
Completely, like, up to code with everything that they do.
Yeah.
But I just remember used to hate moving them damn pianos. That heavy ass shit. Like,
yeah, yeah.
No fucking back support. None of that shit.
We worked when code wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if they know what it meant or
I mean,
if it was ever.
There were certainly minimum wage laws that were being heavily violated when I was working here for $25 a night, 9-hour shifts.
I just miss the days when you could smoke weed at the back porch.
Everywhere.
Right? While you were seating people.
Yeah, that I miss
that. Remember Harris with his cigars?
I just remember people. Harris hating everything.
He literally would have a cigar lit while he was seating the room.
Fuck.
And it would. It was gross. Like it was.
I used to. I quit because it got too. Like you know.
Oh.
Like I
started
quit
turning
of the,
into Applebee's.
The fucking.
You're having Ruby Tuesday flashbacks.
No, Ruby Tuesday is way more lax than this. What this place became.
They got a salad bar.
You can do what you want, dog.
We got wings now. We used to have peanuts when I worked here. You guys have food.
They have fucking, what is it? The headsets. I quit because of the headset. Yeah. I got fussed at for not responding to someone. I'm like, this place has been fucking operating for 30, 40 years without headsets.
Yeah.
Why the fuck do I need headsets to come 30 feet and say what's up? Like, if you need to tell me something.
Yeah. Like, back when we were here, if you were in a fight in the main room, you were just in a fight in the main room. Nobody came to help you.
Yeah. No, it's so funny. Well, I remember the days back when me, all the black guys were the security. Now there's like 10 security guards up here.
I love
like,
all the black guys. Rick was our security.
I was security at one point.
No, yeah.
And it was, I would literally just get Richie.
Richie would get us. Yeah. Richie would get me and Doc.
Yeah, now say that.
And Quincy if he was still here.
I would get Doc for anything.
Dude, watching Doc grab Yusef by the throat and smack him up against the wall is still one of the funniest things I ever saw.
Wait. 6'6" Nick Yusef?
Yeah. And of course, Nick, not a fighter. So Doc
That's what
grabs
I'm saying.
Him.
That's why I love Doc. Doc is like, ghetto.
Doc
and I
like,
love him.
Reaches up, full arm length, grabs my throat, pins him against the wall, and Yusef's just like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything.
No, it's funny.
What the fuck you say?
It reminds me of like how Cartman used to beat his mom. He would jump up and hit her. Yeah. Like, that's in my mind, that's how it's
That's
funny.
How Doc fights.
Yeah.
He's knocked people out. Like, he's the best. Dude,
Doc
he's got one hell of a jump under that.
When that
hook.
Dude.
All his punches are uppercuts.
Yeah. This dude called him Urkel, and Doc hit him so fast.
Yeah. That was a week after I got into it with some dude. I pushed some dude and said he was going to sue the Comedy Store, and then Doc punched his friend.
I love
the,
it.
The next week, and then we got security. That's why we got
dying.
Security.
Dude, it is weird to have real security.
Doc was just being so cool. The guy's like, you just got to go, man. You got to go. And the guy's like, what are you going to do about it, Urkel? Boom. And we're all just like, oh. How did
he hit the sore spot.
Yeah. Oh.
Can't
no, that's
Doc.
Racist. You would call a white guy, Urkel. I'm like, it's a valuable point. That's racist. And then the cop showed
what's
up.
What's the equivalent of white Urkel? What's the equivalent?
No, but that's
Screech.
Screech.
You go Screech
for
a white guy.
You can go Screech. And,
or McLovin.
The cops show up, and the guy's trying to get Doc in trouble. And the cop's like, so what happened? Doc's like, we were kicking him out. I told him he had to leave. And then he called me Urkel, and then I hit him. And the cop's like, all right. And then the guy's like, you got to get out of here. The guy's like, no, I want you to arrest him. He's like, no, you were pretty much taunting him. You got to go. And I was just like, this is great.
That's great.
He called me Urkel.
The cop
was just
like
to see him on the stand, being like, he called me Urkel.
Well, it's crazy. It's like Doc wishes he was Urkel size.
Like, also true. Yeah, Jaleel White's. He's tall.
Yeah, Doc. That's so funny.
Doc's the best, but yeah, he was security. He was good security. I would rely on Doc. I think I worked with him only maybe a year or two.
Yeah,
and then I was
working
gone.
A lot is like. Stressful.
Oh, working the lot is the worst. Did you
terrible.
Have to do that?
That's I remember you working the lot.
I chose to work the lot because I couldn't do the sign. Like I would pay the guys, or I would be like, I'll put the patio furniture away. I can't do that sign. It's not safe.
Yeah.
Is that up to code?
It's definitely not safe.
It's terrible. I can't. I mean, can I talk about this?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, because that shit is unsafe.
Everybody has done
I can't
it.
Believe that it's like, it's that they're like, they
like,
let
that's how
guys,
we still do it.
They
just
let
put
people
a loose ladder
it.
On the sidewalk
yeah,
with drunk
like,
people walking
yeah,
around.
Yeah, and I feel it. And you know, I'm the, I mean, maybe it was different when you, but in my era of door guy, I'm like, yo, if I'm doing this, you need to be down here. Stand here.
Oh,
I was
at
like,
the bottom of the
yeah.
ladder? You had a bottom of the ladder
I
guy?
Had a bottom of the ladder guy. That's what I'm saying. I was started. I'm like, if I'm going up here, I need you here. And I'll be like, Justin, like when we got security, I'm like, make sure nobody, because people like,
shake
they yell,
the ladder.
They shake, they yeah. walk under it. I went off on people just for like being too close to it.
We had PJ fall off.
I remember
had
PJ.
He deserves to fall off.
No question.
He's a terrible human being.
No question about that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, people were nervous that they were going to fall, spelling, everything. I mean, that's a pain in the ass. I've seen people have the bottom of the ladder person.
Christian,
and I'm like,
I remember Christian Harloff, I think it was Harloff, had this elaborate story about his horrible fear of heights.
Okay.
And so Dean, the manager of the town, was just like,
bro,
Rick, you got to change the sign. I'm like, well, I'm not working the back door. And he's like, Christian's deathly afraid of heights. I was just like, what? And so then I see Harloff a couple days later. I'm like, dude, you're scared of heights? And he's like, no, but I don't want to change the sign. I was like, motherfucker.
Because it's terrible because you have to fucking, like, it's like, oh, just thinking about it just brings back the terrible memory. You, it's like
I love it. When 5 years he did it.
Nobody ever understands.
12 years. How long did you work here?
Time out. Wait. No, 2 years I did it. I only worked here
whatever.
For 2 years.
2 years.
And I did it
you
for like.
Smartened up.
I did it for like 6 months total.
Oh,
I was
my
working
God.
Like, but it just like. I would hate when Sebastian Maniscalco was on the goddamn thing, and Gerard Carmichael, like and Tony Hinchcliffe, like people would long.
Like, how
names.
Long is your name, man?
I when Robin Williams died, I was like, thank God, I don't have to change the sign for a whole week. Because anytime someone dies, I'm
thank
like,
you,
thank
Robin.
You, Jesus. Like when someone dies, I'm like, I was like, oh, R.I.P. Fucking whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
Thank God, I don't have to touch that sign. I can
R.I.P.
live my life.
R.I.P. whoever the fuck.
That's what I should always say.
Yeah.
Always.
R.I.P. whoever the fuck. And it would stay up the whole week.
Yeah, the whole week. So I was like, ugh.
I hated changing the sign, and mostly because I was generally very intoxicated by the time that you have to change the sign. So I'm drunk and stoned, climbing up the ladder. And back then it was, I mean, it was probably 60% of the people hanging around were lunatics and homeless people. And
man,
especially at that
Boone
time.
Boone trying to sell you shit at the bottom.
Party Pete. Hey, you know.
Boone was one of my bottom of the ladder guys. I would give him $1 to watch the ladder.
Oh, my God.
Do you know, but
he would get distracted easily.
Ooh, is that a little stingy Benji? Boone, get on the ladder. I'm going to suck his dick. Boone, just watch the ladder,
please,
man.
Please hold the ladder.
I remember one time. Alex Phillips left the ladder out and it got stolen.
Oh my God, I forgot about Alex.
And
I love him.
We only had that, like, the ladder that was where you, it's like the only way you could change it was if you got to the very top. So I felt like the whole time I was trying to win like a wrestling ladder match where it's like, I'm like standing.
Yeah. Reach for the belt, the contract.
Yeah it's like, so, and I'm wearing Jordans that aren't tied up. Like, it's like, it's, I fucked the Comedy Store ladder. I hated that shit. That's the only reason why I started parking cars.
Do you have nightmares about it? Like,
no.
When you were working here, did you have dreams?
I would dread it. I would try to trade out of. I would struggle. I was struggling already. I would struggle more because I would like give that shift away. OR back was, it was the worst shift. Because after you're like, you're you know, you're like for like 6 months, seven, like 6 months to a year, like it was like a. You know, OR back was like where you get all the pussy. And then after that wore off, it was
No, that's where you got all the pussy.
No.
Rick worked the OR back for quite some time.
There's no, it's like all the, I'm telling you, what, nowadays, when it's busy,
there's no one to fuck back then.
Well, yes,
that's
saying.
True,
that's
Rick.
What I'm saying.
We were here the dead
when
years.
When I was
so.
Here, like, girls who were with their boyfriends in the fucking in the thing, or Australian chicks
move.
Who were staying at the Andes, like
and we had the bathrooms, those bathrooms.
It
right
wasn't
there.
The, I wasn't fucking the bathroom.
No. I'm saying that's where they would be in line waiting.
Oh yeah, waiting in the bathroom.
Like
yeah, the bathroom line.
Because a lot of comics
and
not just door guys, but comics would be like, oh, she's stuck in the bathroom line. Okay,
you want to see? You want me to take it to the other bathroom? And then that's when the magic
happens. You know, it ain't the bathroom. This is what the hustle was. When I was working the back door, I'm like, I'd be like, for me, I get cold easily. Like, I don't like the cold weather. So when it was wintertime, I would be like, yo, Eric, we need a fucking heater right here. This is before they installed all the, before the Comedy Store was really making money.
Yeah.
Hysterical.
I'd plug in a heater and I'd just sit by the heater. And so all the girls waiting in line. Would
want
to come stand by the heater, and that's where we would talk.
Oh,
smooth
look at
operator.
You, fireside chats up there.
Damn
you were
right.
Like, let's do it.
It's fucking telling ghost stories over here.
Ladies, come warm up by the heater.
You have any ghost stories?
At
or
the Comedy
would you just
store?
Make them up? Yeah.
At the Comedy Store?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a ghost. I chase ghosts.
Okay.
I've seen three ghosts in my life. Two times I remember... One time I was too young, but my mom told me that I told her, and then she said that she saw it that night, what I was talking about.
What happened? But if you can see ghosts, you would see them here.
I know. Even when we had the Ghost Hunter girls, my first year working here was Jeff Scott's last year doing the haunted tour of the Comedy Store.
Oh, okay.
And so I went on that, like, the last show, and there were these two women who... they were ghost hunters, but what they did was like
they brought their energy detector.
They like used their cell phones and they would talk.
I've seen that on Ghost Hunters with the
they would use their cell phones and they would talk. Renee Lancaster, I know you guys are gonna don't make fun of Renee, but he's a reliable source.
I love Renee.
Okay, good.
Was he drunk?
No, he was sober. This is before
the Renee I know.
So this is Johnny Manziel.
This was Johnny Manziel.
Sober Renee.
This was like Texas freshman year at Texas
Got
A&M.
It. Okay.
This is the pre-cocaine. Heisman year.
The Heisman year. Okay. So it's Heisman year. And
So me and Renee were up there with them. So what they would do is they were showing us all these videos of them, like, you know how like the cameras, if they have like the light on or whatever, or even if you're looking at the security cams, like those little orb
streaks
things.
Of light.
Oh, yeah.
They fly by, right? So they were showing us all these videos of them like talking, you know, they're like the Queen Mary or any ghost place they've been to, and they're like talking to these things, and you're seeing them flow by, and I'm like, wait a second, I see those all the time, the little white orbs. And I'm like, you see those all the time on cameras, you know, security cams and shit. So after the tour, they asked whoever was working management, like, can we go up to the belly room, after the tour, like, even though it's closed, and they're like, we just want to go up there and do our thing. And they're like, sure, but you have to take door guys with you. So me and Renee went, and they're like talking like to all these spirits that they've heard are at the Comedy Store,
right?
And it's not like it's crazy. They were like talking like to some whoever the fuck, and
Gus talking to Gus.
No.
That's one
no.
of our guys.
I know the Gus one, but. They were talking, and then it wasn't a white one. It was a pink one came by.
Oh.
And then an orange one came by. And that, to me, was like, okay, that's kind of cool. But I've heard, like, way better ghost stories up here. I just never seen. I look for shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to work at a haunted hotel in Vegas.
I love that you're afraid of a ladder, but you'll chase a ghost.
It's different. It's different.
What's different? You're going to fall, or somebody's going to take you into
I can become a ghost. A ghost isn't going to kill me, but a fucking dying on the Comedy Store ladder, I would haunt this place.
A ghost can trip you and make you fall down the flight of steps.
Nah, they I've never had that kind of experience where they're touching me.
This dude fucks ghosts for sure.
Well, because like Mitzi used to, we'd sit in her office and they like music, the ghosts here or whatever.
Yeah.
So she had a radio, she'd play her little Artie Shaw band or whatever.
The big band.
Any big band, anything. And she'd have it on and it would go on and off, right? And she would be, stop it. And I thought she was changing because I'm on the floor like doing paperwork and she's like, stop it. And I'm like, what? I thought she was talking to me. And then she was like, it's Gus. He keeps turning my radio off. And I'm like, what? And then I'm curious because I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch into?
Yeah.
And I'm turning and looking to see if it goes on. And it was going on and off. And I'm like, maybe there's a short.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, he's been doing it for years. I'm like, she goes, I just got to tell him, knock it off. I was like, okay. And she would just yell at this nothing, if you will. But
he's
probably there. They were always nice to me.
Yeah, I've never seen. For me, I would always say, like, you know how like you hear stories of like, you know, they're in the kitchen or whatever, and then all the chairs are stacked up,
right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wish these niggas would show up to help me do this fucking
He's back
work.
Back to the I wish. Yeah,
this is like,
I wish these motherfuckers.
I'm
would
scared
help.
Of ghosts.
I would like they would help me.
I wish a ghost
do my
would.
Side work at this motherfucker. Like,
but that's so not what a black person would wish. I wish a ghost.
Listen,
you can't watch a scary movie.
We've had a hard time.
No.
Getting
you guys are stuck in the '90s stereotypes.
I'm just talking about my friends.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a hard time getting some black people to even come down to the
basement.
Leslie
Jones was in Ghostbusters and won't come down
here
to do
the goddamn.
We're like,
you come to the podcast, she's like, yeah, where is it? We're like, in the basement. She's like, I'm not going down there.
There's a ghost down there.
When I came down here when it was like, you know.
Barren.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this place is for sure. I know it. I just haven't had that moment where I'm like, going over my set, and I'm the only one back there, and then I see something. That hasn't happened to me yet, and I'm kind
of
pissed
off. Or some shit falls. I remember we used to fuck with Steve Simone, because he's terrified of shit like that.
I believe it.
It's the best, but he was the manager here. So we would like set chairs up and knock them down, and he'd be like, "Oh my god!" And he'd leave without locking the doors. I'd be like, "The fuck!" But he's like, "No, I can't. The main room is fucked," you know. Or me, and Freddie Soto used to put in. It's now Eric's office, but it was the accounting's office,
right,
where we used to do the podcast, and we would put like a doll's head, and we'd be like, what's Norman Bates' mother? It would look like that, right, up there. Yeah. And we would be like, look, and they're like, oh my god, like, everyone would clear the parking lot, like, you guys are pussies.
For me, none of this stuff ever, it doesn't like freak me out, because I'm always expecting something to happen.
If I saw it, I wouldn't be freaked out, I'd be excited, I'd be like, hi, take me there.
But
take
some
me.
Of the stories that Kill I've heard me. From people, like, makes me think like that would be a very scary experience.
I remember being here late night, everyone left, we were all hanging out in the parking lot getting high. It was probably close to 3 a.m. at this point, and Dean was the manager then, and he had left at like probably 2:30. And so it was three or four of us standing in the lot smoking, and the light to the accounting room where we used to do the podcast turned on, and then we were all like, oh shit, someone's still in the building. So he sat there just like, I wonder who it is. And then the light turned off. We're all like, oh. And then we waited around. No one came out of the building. And then most of us left. And then the next day, it was like, Dean, did the alarm go off last night? He's like, no, why? I'm like, well, someone was in the accounting room. He was like, when? I was like, I don't know, like 3 a.m. He's like, none of the motion sensors went off. I'm like, oh, well, then that's pretty freaky.
Yeah, that is.
And you were very high.
I was super high.
That's the problem. People tell stories, and I'm like, how high were you? And they're like, ugh.
Willie like, had a good one.
Kinnison had some great ones.
Tony.
Oh, Willie has
good ones. And Tony.
I've never been so high, though, Jeff. That I fictitiously saw lights going on and off. It wasn't like I saw some like an image in the window. It's just like someone just turned on the light. And
apparently Tony and Jeff had the same ghost same day. Type of thing.
Jeff Scott and
Tony Hinchcliffe.
What?
I mean, they tell it better, but pretty much Tony saw something in the daytime while he was working phones, and Jeff saw that same thing later that night while he was in the back smoking weed. And Tony, as Tony was going to the back, Jeff was like supposedly like had this freaked out look on his face coming from the sacred ground. And Tony stopped him and was like, they talked about it. And
that's creepy.
That's the
same day too. See, I've never seen them. I felt like the cold. I felt And then Mitzi's thing. I remember that was weird. Don't do that. He blew up my arm. I got wet. That was weird. I was like,
nothing gets her hotter than cold air.
Cold air. Ugh. I was pissed. Whatever. But I want to. Carl LeBeau says he's felt them. Had weird shit happen, but never seen.
And also was always high on cocaine.
That's where everybody
of the stories.
Yeah,
everybody questions the credibility because he was so fucked up.
Yeah,
But don't you think you see better when you're that high?
Yep.
Different I feel level. Like your mind. I think spirits are and ghosts are on like a different. It's like brain
it's a parallel
waves.
Universe.
It's just a brain. Yeah. It's a brain wave. Different brain waves, and like you got to be on a different wavelength. Whether like kids and shit, they're always in that natural one that they.
Oh
yeah, sixth sense shit.
My niece was that. We used to tease. I was like, this bitch is half a medium. I mean, she was a mess, but she would say things that she didn't. Like, it was bizarre. My grandma passed away. She was 92. And the day she died, my niece Madison was like, hey, I'm here. And she was holding my grandmom's hand. And my grandmom was like talking, like kind of looking at her laying on her bed. And then
still alive.
Uh-huh. And then she passed away. But it was like that in that time that she was there. So Madison used to be like, laughing. She's like 3. And my brother Johnny would be like, what are you laughing at? And she's like, oh, Nanny's playing bingo. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, look, she's sitting right there, and she's with this guy, and she described the guy, and it was like my grandfather, But she didn't know my she never met my grand. He died when I was in high school. Like, she described it. Also, her grandma on her mom's side, she would say, "I see her dancing." And then she'd say, "She's with this guy." And it was the grandfather. And she'd describe him. They'd show her a picture. She'd go, "That guy."
We got to burn your niece immediately.
I know. And so my poor
witchcraft.
My other niece, Nicole, who's a little older, obviously. I think she's 10 or 11 years older than her. So she was babysitting her. And this was right within the year after my grandma passed, I think. And Madison came down, backpack and a suitcase. And Nicole was like, you're supposed to be in bed, you know, trying to be an authoritative teenager. She's like, "You're supposed to be in bed." And she goes, "No, Nanny says we have to go now. Let's go." And my niece was like, "What?" And she called her mom. She's like, "Come get me. This psycho kid is going crazy." But it was, she was seeing shit.
Yeah.
She was, and it was real. But I mean, to her, we would always ask her questions like, "Okay, what are you seeing?"
Yeah.
You know, try to get in
her
head.
To play the lottery and
but
shit.
She
give some numbers. I remember sitting in
such the inner city thing to do. Give me some numbers. Listen, we're going to go to the track.
Different what? World. Give me the numbers for the Powerball. I remember sitting in the belly room with Sheezer and someone else, and belly room was, lights were all off. We were just sitting in the green room back when it was the full green room with the green leaf wallpaper everywhere. And we were smoking and hanging out. And at the same time, all of us, it literally just sounded like someone was walking down the hallway from the belly room to the belly room green room, like loud footsteps. And all three of us stopped and turned and looked, and there was just nothing there. And then they were like, "Do you see something?" It was like, I know there was someone walking towards us, but...
You felt someone walking towards you?
Yeah,
you
like
heard
all
it?
Of us at the same time. It was like, and then we all looked at each other like, why did we all just look over there?
Yeah.
And I remember seeing it because I was looking this way in the mirror on the back wall and seeing like, oh, someone's walking towards us. And they both looked up, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Mm. Yeah, Willie said he saw something in the mirror too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was definitely creepy.
That was the man in the mirror.
God, that's hilarious.
Now I'm creeped out. I'm going to go looking for ghosts. Let's go ghost hunting.
Me and Hormos, one podcast I did want to start with Hormos was where we played with a Ouija board down here.
Oh, no. Trying to get teenage girls to be scared and
no,
run into your arms.
I'd just be a funny...
Smart move.
That's what guys would do.
God,
I wish I was little.
I wish I was that like creative in high school.
Creepy is the word you're looking for. Ouija board creep.
I would just ask them.
So many girls would be like, "I'm scared," and jump in the guy's arms, and I'd be like, "Oh God!"
I remember our
such a dick. Oh,
what is our football below him? That's what the ghost said.
The first time I ever did like was around a Ouija board was our football coach when we were like we're kids. He would have like sleepovers with the whole team, and then his older son.
It was
completely inappropriate.
It was the 1900s.
You say what?
It was the 1900s. Coaches weren't always fucking the kids back then.
Oh, okay. It was Sandusky was had you sleeping over, and what happened?
His older son, like, was in high school or whatever the fuck he was, and he had a Ouija board. And his friend, one time, his friends were over and they were playing with it, and he let us all come up there, and we're just like, getting to see all this shit. The first porn I ever saw was my football coach's son's porn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Story's getting creepier.
I can't wait.
I found it.
Charges are coming up.
I found it in the bathroom at near his bedroom and like under the sink because I was looking for toilet paper. Found that and I'm like, oh shit. So like every time Coach would have a sleepover, I would always go up there and look because I knew where
the titty magazine was.
Yep. And I would just be looking at that shit.
Smart.
Whoa. Oh, it was a magazine. Oh.
It was a magazine.
At first, I thought he was saying he saw
a
video of his coach's son fucking.
Yeah, me too. I was like,
no.
This
no.
is great.
You found his porn magazine in the masturbation bathroom.
Yep.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, that's not.
But I didn't know how to jack off back then.
No. But
it wasn't until I saw The Whole Nine Yards. That was the first time I ever jacked off.
The movie?
Off. Yep, the first thing I ever jacked off to was that.
That movie.
That's
hilarious.
The naked scene.
What I was going to say, I can't remember that.
Yep,
actress who was hot. for like 3 years and then stopped putting her in everything.
She what was her name? God, she was
Great tits.
Perfect.
Yeah, I don't remember her name either. I don't.
Oh shit, she used to be my friend's neighbor.
Really?
Anyway, yeah.
That's
crazy. She lives in Hollywood.
It's the first thing I ever.
The pretty eyes, right?
All I remember was the titties in the
because it's Rose Arquette and then her, and that's how she distracts the killer.
Yeah, she comes out with a gun, naked.
The fuck is her name? Because she used to live next to my friend Lauren, right next door, and she'd be like, "Guess who lives?"
Whatever her name.
She was hot. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Her.
I can't. So that was your first.
Her.
Yeah. I don't
rub one out too.
That's the first thing.
That's amazing. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'll never forget that shit.
I'm trying to think of what mine was. So I guess just anything.
Nucleus on the block.
Also, another great Richie Taylor story.
That would never happen with Eleanor.
Richie told me and the three black dudes in the shipping department about how he and his boys used to dress up basically like New Kids on the Block and get all the pussy. And the look on the three dudes' face just looking at him like, Richie, you are the biggest faggot of all time.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, obviously, I was Donnie.
We're like, obviously, you were.
My brother Jimmy used to get laid because people thought he was Rick Springfield.
Me and Rose went to the I Heart the 80s concert, and I was dressed as Prince, and she was dressed as Madonna, and we were the youngest people there.
Yeah,
and we were the only ones in costume, and so we walked. Our seats were where you could touch the forum.
Yeah, because I love the 80s. Ceiling. They were elderly they were looking.
Yeah, yeah. So we walked all the way to the front during Rick Springfield's performance. Front row.
Was he any good?
I have it on video. I show you.
I don't think I've ever seen him
great.
Before.
He did Jesse's Girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's what my brother Jimmy would be like. Yeah, I did the...
Amanda Pete was the actress.
Amanda Pete. Yeah, she was my friend's neighbor.
All right, well, that's her. That's her name. Thank you for
that. She's still in things. She just was real hot for a long time. She's in a lot of different things. You have to look
it up. Her
up
now.
Yeah.
She still looks amazing.
Me and her. What if I end up like
we can hook that
working
up.
With her one day?
Be killer.
That'd be crazy, huh?
It's gonna be a nice first jerk off was to you. Thanks for getting me through it.
Yeah, and it was like it was one of my grandma's DVDs, and it was still in the packaging, and I just saw that it said it had graphic nudity.
Yeah.
So I opened it and I was like.
That's all you need. Yeah. You're like, I'm gonna watch.
I remember planning it. I was like, I'm gonna
give it a shot.
Ooh.
Those are the early days. You could just see a naked picture and be like, all right, I can do this.
Or a catalog.
Yep. Got a nice JCPenney catalog out there. Yep. Just
where the bras cover up like the whole titty.
Yeah.
But you're like, that's a lot of shoulder.
That's a lot of shoulder.
It's a lot of trapezoid right there.
Look, is that some thigh? We'll count it.
I remember like we would use VHS tapes. Like my mom would be looking for something to videotape.
Yeah.
You know, it was an old school like, okay, I want to tape this show. And then she'd have to go through all these. And my brothers would have videos. I remember it was called Milkmaids or something. My mom's like, Milkmaids, what's this? And as she's hitting play, I'm like, no!
Mom, don't
do it! And she's like, what the hell is this?
God. One time I found a Lane Bryant magazine.
Oh, that's hot.
And I had to just go to work.
Big girls need love too, man.
Yeah.
Lane Giant, my brothers used to call that. That's terrible. They're evil. Yeah.
Wait, Lane Bryant's been around that long?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Lane Giant.
That's so
fucking
gross.
Funny as hell.
That's what they would rub one out to, maybe. I don't think so. They didn't like the big girls.
Man, I wish I had brothers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
I'll loan you some. They're insane.
I feel like you have to be like the youngest of the, you know, to really get that benefit.
Of the, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm number 8. There's 2 under me, so there's 7 above me.
Did y'all no, all live in the
I'm
same
sorry,
house?
I can't. My math is way off right there. Yeah, 7 above me.
Did y'all all live in the same house?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all used to sleep on the floor like a lot of y'all?
We had in the front room, I shared a room with my brothers. So we had a triple bunk bed. There was a mattress that pulled out underneath. That was my bed. And then the double bunk bed. And then my brother Tommy had a single bed in one room. And that's how we slept.
Straight sitcom style.
My cousins in Detroit, I went over their house one time as a kid, and they were like sleeping on the floor, like the living room, and I just was like,
that was the only one
my mom took me to Atlanta.
That was the only place where the air conditioner worked, so in the summertime you could see us like all laying down on the downstairs.
Does it get hot in Philly like that?
Oh yeah, I was just there yesterday. It was 98 degrees. That's why the awful.
That's who Richie and his friends used to dress up as when they were in their 30s. 98 degrees.
First of all, I was getting pussy.
I forgot that was a group.
I was getting pussy as Randy from 98 degrees.
That's a real person.
I don't know if there's a guy named Randy. There should have been.
I don't know what 98 degrees is. I mean, I never.
There was like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, and 98 degrees is like third tier boy band.
I don't even. That's like you're kind of sick if you're only 98 degrees, right?
I think 98.6 is average. Yeah, you're a little cold.
So you're like getting sick. You're like, it's like you got a sore throat.
Now I remember him, but I can't think of one song.
Nick Lachey was in 98 degrees.
That's the guy.
Jessica Simpson's ex-husband, Nick Lachey.
Oh. Okay, yeah, he's familiar. Yep. Anyway, all right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, do you have social media?
Yeah, what do you want to promote?
That's how y'all end the podcast.
That's how we're doing it today. How long have we been on?
Like an hour.
Honestly, I got to piss.
15 minutes.
So
I do
this
too.
Is perfect.
I figure you have to piss. I have to piss. I have to go.
No, I had a great time. You can follow me at Jerron Horton, Jerron Horton.
Show too that's coming out. When does it come out?
Man, anyone who listens to this podcast is not going to watch my show.
You don't know that.
I do.
You don't know that.
I do. If you care enough, you'll go. You'll follow me, and then you'll see it. But
okay,
hopefully, you at least come to see me perform.
Yes, come see him live because it's very funny.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Rate us, judge us, hate us. It doesn't matter.
We love hate.
Yeah, lots of hate. Thanks for listening, guys.
So much hate. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
No, I'm so glad. I think I did it perfectly.
Thank you.
Like that. I'll see y'all up there.
Get a UTI.